Booker T. Washington said, excellence is to do a common thing in an uncommon way. Grand Rising family, welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind, where we don't just talk about a better life, we build one together, out loud, every Monday. Today's reading is simple. Waddle says the world moves forward on the backs of people who more than fill their space. Most people are waiting to feel ready. Not this family, not this community. He said, every day is either a successful day or a day of failure. No in between, no partial credit. And today, you already won because you showed up. And that is what we do here every Monday morning before the world wakes up. And we've got someone extra special leading us today. I know you know him. It's Booker. Booker lives in Texas with his lovely wife and is a Navy vet turned entrepreneur. Booker, the Freedom Cooker, as he's known here, has been rumbling for freedom and helping others do the same for many years now. He went from being stuck in a call center cubicle to firing his boss so he could become a full-time freedom crusader and live out his dreams while helping others fulfill theirs. He had great success in both network marketing and affiliate marketing and now operates his own brick-and-mortar business. His high energy and positive mindset always lights us up and promotes ideas that feed the mind and free the soul, guaranteed. And yes, he'll probably make you laugh. So now it's your turn. Time for you to tell me your name and where you're calling in from as I unmute.
Good morning, Lori Sue and family.
What's up,
family?
What's up,
Mama Elizabeth?
Mama Elizabeth?
Hey, Booker. Hey, Kat.
Good morning, everyone.
Grand Rising family with Angela Macy in Northern California.
Angela. Angela.
Hey, Miss Kat. Hey, Lori Sue. Mama Queen Elizabeth. Anita. Brother.
Hey, Anita.
Brother.
Good morning,
hey, out there to Brother Will and to Robin.
Beautiful day.
Alive, alert, awakened.
All right, Gail.
Yeah, Gail, how are you?
Glad you're here. Awesome.
Fantastic. Sitting on a rainbow.
Sitting on a rainbow.
Oh, my mother. What's up, Gail?
Can't wait to hear you.
Welcome, welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Rita Joy, Mama Dodie in Dallas.
Hey, Rita Joy.
Mama
Joy.
Mama Dodie.
Mama Dodie.
Good morning, sunshine girl.
Lum, 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 right back at you.
Yeah.
I heard Donna. I think I heard Donna out there. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, Donna.
Loved your remarks on Friday.
Yes. Love you guys. Great input,
beautiful.
Great energy. Great spirit.
Great family.
Great family.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. We have
It's a new week, y'all.
Yep.
What's
new
up?
New week.
Lori Sue on the ones and twos. What's up? Go.
On the ones and twos. Another great day to be alive. The sun's coming up.
Every day is a great day to be alive. Try missing one of them.
Yeah, it is.
We got grills on the griddle. Hey, Kathy.
Everybody get your grills on.
Get your grills on, yep.
Hey, Kathy.
And Kevin. Kevin's in the house, too.
Hey,
Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
What's
up, Kevin?
Good morning, Kevin. Awesome, awesome. Hey, it's that time. Are you ready? Are you ready for Booker Williams? The Freedom
Cooker. The Freedom Cooker.
Let's get ready to rumble! Happy Monday, y'all. Wake up on this call. It is a great day, and I'm going to tell y'all, I'm glad to be alive, y'all. Trust and believe. I just want to welcome everybody to the call. I'm glad y'all here for another edition of the Think and Grow Rich call. Now, we meet here every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern to study and mastermind on the laws of success. I got a few questions for y'all. First thing, are y'all excited to learn something today that can inspire you to step into new levels of freedom? Are y'all grateful to be alive? How about that one? Are y'all excited and committed to your goals and dreams? Are you excited to make this one of the best masterminds ever? If you are?
Ever.
Yes, indeed.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Full body, yes.
We are so grateful, Booker. I'm grateful you're here, too.
Ooh.
All right.
You know,
what do you think?
Oh, there we go. You know, life is pretty good, you know, and a lot of times when I talk to people, people say, I'm glad to see you. I said, I'm glad that you are seeing me and not viewing me. Y'all will catch that one on the way home, but I want to welcome any of our first-time listeners and offer you our Grow Rich Mastermind collection as a gift. So get back to the person who invited you so you can get access to it. And we have our book of the month, which is, drum roll, please. The book of the month is The Book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen. So if you're reading that book on the Mastermind, just come out and let us know some of your takeaways. And the enemy of character, which we're going to work on, and I'm going to talk a lot about this today, is fear. Now, y'all know the initial for fear is false education appearing real. And some, you know, it's a state of mind. So if it's a state of mind, we can always change that. So if you have fear in your life, do the best to get the knowledge so you won't have the same fear. So now, we have Monday, and now today is our major definite oh, before I forget, our negative character, we went over fear, but I just want to tell you, we do have an event that's coming up here real quick. We're going to Branson, Missouri, and we're going to have our event. So if you would, get back to the person that invited you to the call, and they'll give you all the details of the event, and we're going to have a good time. So now I want to have somebody come to the line and help us out with our major definite purpose and self-confidence formula. Star 6. Oh, yeah.
I'm here. No one else would like to do it this morning.
There we go.
Did I hear a cat?
No, that was me. I had the wrong, I put the lines in the right spot.
Oh, okay. Okay,
well, come on, Mama Elizabeth. Y'all got to be quick because Mama Elizabeth is going to drop. Let's go.
My major definite purpose, by the day of, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I'm capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of freedom crusader, entrepreneur, author. The list goes on. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It's now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan. Since it's already been received, just got to follow it. Excuse me. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I am and I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I've clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth, or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I'll engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect, not just some, but all. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, cynicism, egotism, and all these other negative character traits by developing love. I said love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I believe in them and in myself. I'll sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least twice a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions and your thoughts and actions so that we'll become even more self-reliant and successful people. Oh, Divine Providence, thank you so much for bringing us back on this Monday after Mother's Day and Other's Day, some people say. And I hope you had a wonderful day, all you mothers and you all that are like mothers, you mothers to so many people. And I just want to say I hope you had a wonderful, exciting, or maybe a quiet day like I did. And I'm just so thankful to still be here and to have another Mother's Day. And I just want you to, I'm going to say in closing, remember, keep these words with you because they mean so much. When I say you have an LJAG day, it means show the love. Next, Jay, please have joy in your life and give joy to other people. A, the abundance. If the abundance isn't here, it's coming. Don't believe that it's not coming. Believe that it is coming. And that last word, G, gratitude. Have gratitude in everything you're going through, the good things and the bad things, because we're learning from all of them. So you have today have an LJAG day and spread a little kindness along the way. Back to you, Booker.
Y'all know y'all got to give it up for Mama Elizabeth. If you believe in Mama Elizabeth, let her know right now.
Yeah, we love you. Great job. Thank you. Thank you.
Abundance.
We love you. Great job. Oh, yeah.
You know, we appreciate you, Mama Elizabeth, and we also want to appreciate all our mothers on the line. Those that don't have their mothers anymore, we definitely appreciate them for always leaving the lessons. And I'm going to just tell y'all, there is nothing like a mother's love. Now, my father, he loved me, but it was just something special about my mother. And I'm going to just tell y'all, y'all are getting the benefits because my mother told me I can do anything I put my mind to. And I believe that, y'all. So I just want to give it up to the mothers and also to anybody right now that's still out here on a 9-to-5 and still doing a business or whatever they're doing. I just want to give it up to y'all, too, because trust and believe. It was not easy getting out that call center, but I had to do it. And I was, you know, me and my wife, we was kind of laughing, and I was thinking about what I'm going to share with the call, and I'll share that in a minute. But I'm going to just tell y'all, make sure you have good relationships with people because you never know when people are suffering, and sometimes they will reach out to you. And my rule of thumb is if somebody comes to my mind, you know, everybody has these devices which sometimes they attach to your body. You know, go out and get that. If you don't want to call them or send them a text, and that's easy too, make sure you send them a voice note. Because I had an experience yesterday where it was a guy, he had lost his wife, and, you know, he reached out to me. He was like, Book, I don't know how to continue on. I said, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how you feel. I know what happened to me. I know how I felt. But I just want you to continue on, because you can call me anytime, because people, they'll be there right afterwards. But I'm going to just tell y'all, those months that goes on, if you ever lost a spouse, it kind of gets lonely. So make sure you keep in contact with people, because you never know when they're hurting. And those voice notes, he said, I kept them for months. So we are leaving a legacy whether we want to or not. And let's talk about that, the elephant in the room. You know, our family member, Nick, he's gone on, and there's a lot of people that's taking it hard, but I just want to encourage y'all. You know, Nick, he served his purpose. We don't know why it happened, so we have to continue on and find a way to leave his legacy intact. So definitely rest in peace to our family member, Nick. So what I'm going to do is share with y'all something I was thinking about yesterday, because I talked to a lot. When I say a lot of people, y'all, I talk to a lot of people. And I was talking to a friend of mine. We was in the military together. And one thing he said, you know, one day we was on the grind, and I told him, when I get out of the military, I'm going to work for myself. And everybody, they was laughing so hard, y'all. And then about 2 years after I got out, it was one of my, I was in the Navy, so it was one of my chiefs. He said, Pitt Officer Williams, I want to look at what you're doing. See, turns out he had got an other than honorable discharge, and he was trying to look for something else. And he said, one thing I can't admire about you, no matter what, you believe that you're going to do it, and you actually got out here to do it. You know, because a lot of people, y'all, I'm going to be honest, they can talk about it, but you have to be about it, because people, they're going to watch you. And especially now, back then, we didn't have a lot of online presence. But right now, when you're online, I'm going to tell y'all, people, they are watching y'all. So put your good stuff out there. And if you're hurting, go seek the help that you need. But he watched me, and he said, I'm proud because you actually did it. So what I was thinking about, and I got this spiel I'm going to give to y'all. So get your pencils and papers and grab your favorite beverage and enjoy the ride. So what I want to talk to y'all today about is I call them mind traps. And what a mind trap is, it's a trap in your mind where it kind of holds you back. And sometimes a lot of the stuff that we tell ourselves is imaginary. And I'm going to give y'all about 10 of them, and then we'll get into the reading. So the first mind trap is people say, I'm not good enough. This mindset, it keeps you stuck in comparison mode. And y'all know comparison mode is when you're always looking to see what that person is doing and trying to, you know, one-up them. But that comparison mode, it'll take you down so fast. It makes you overlook growth, progress, and the fact that nobody starts out as an expert. Here's how you get out of the trap. You start measuring your progress instead of perfection. You replace I'm not good enough with I'm improving every day. And you keep receipts of your wins, even the small ones, y'all. I remember when I first went online, you know, this was way back in the days, and I was trying to do videos, but I didn't even know how to turn it. I'm kind of embarrassed, but, you know, that was my starting point. But I didn't even know how to do the videos, and I was doing the videos and my camera was upside down. So I had a friend of mine, Steve, he was in Dallas, and I drove about 30 minutes and I said, man, teach me how to make these videos. And he was like, you don't know how to make videos? And I showed him what I was doing, y'all, and all the videos was upside down. I said, man, I'm here to learn. So if you need the help, make sure that you get the help and don't compare yourself to nobody. Compare yourself to the person you was yesterday. And the second mind trap we got is people say, it's too late for me. You know, people say this about their careers, their relationship, their education, about their business, their fitness, and their dreams. Meanwhile, other people, they start when they're 40, 50, even 70 years old. And how do you get out this trap? You focus on the next step instead of losing time. Your future changes the moment you move. So don't say it's too late for me. Just get out there and do it, because in the book we read, they said most people don't become successful until they're over 40. So we all got time, y'all. and this is one that I see every single day. The third one is, I always mess up. One mistake becomes your entire identity. This kind of thinking creates the fear of trying again. And I can remember so many times, it was videos that I didn't put up, but the only way you get really good at doing anything is you just have to keep doing it every day, whether you want to or not, because you're not going to get better just by saying, I want to do it. You have to put the rubber to the road, and you have to take the action with it, because nothing is going to be perfect on the first time. And how you get out this trap is you separate your mistakes from your work. Failure is an event, not your identity. And always ask yourself the question, what did it teach me? What did I learn from this? And then you just get better. And this, the number four is, nobody cares about me. I hear that a lot too. Isolation grows when we assume people don't care before giving them a chance to show up. How you get out this trap? Reach out instead of retreating. Community, are we in a community? Community often starts with vulnerability and honesty. We have to be honest with ourselves, because I see so many people, especially online, you know, they're going, rent these big mansions, rent these Lambos, and it's like, you don't own this stuff. People, they really want to see the genuine part of it, because if you are genuine, I'm going to tell you, people, they will flock to you because they can really relate to the person that's not polished. And I know even a lot of times now when I make my speeches, you know, sometimes I mess up in the speeches. And then people, they say, you know what? That's the best speech I ever heard. I say, thank you. See, people, they're not looking for perfection, because they're looking at their lives and how you can help them. So stop saying nobody care about you if you don't even show up. They don't even know. You know, if you stop showing up, people, they don't know what happened. Number five, I have to do everything alone. This creates, number one, burnout, stress, and emotional exhaustion. How you get out this trap? Learn that asking for help is wisdom, not weakness. Strong people build support system. This is one I really tell people, especially the ones that work with me, if you need the help, get the help. I don't know everything, but guess what? I'm going to ask if I need the help. I don't care how it makes me look. If I have a question, I'm going to ask the question. Number six, if I fail, people will judge me. If I fail, people will judge me. Fear of embarrassment kills more dreams than lack of intent. How you get out this trap? Realize most people are too focused on their own lives to obsess over your mistakes. And the people doing great things usually respect effort. That's the reason, I tell people, if you're going to do something, just get out there and do it, because nobody really cares what you're doing. And I remember when I first started in the home-based industry, a lot of people, they didn't care what I was doing, because they was doing their own thing. And, you know, people right now, they are selfish, y'all. They even got where you can take a picture with a camera, and it's called a selfie. So if you're doing something, 9 times out of 10, people say, oh, I got haters. They're not going to hang around for long if they don't like what you're putting out. So just get your videos, your blogs, your emails, just put them out in. So what if you get embarrassed? Who cares? Number seven, I'll be happy when. I'll be happy when I'm making $10,000 a month. I'll be happy when I'm making $20,000 a month. But what about the people that's following you, and you got three people that's following you? How about the $100 a month? I'll be happy when I make more money, when I lose weight, when life gets easier. The delays joy forever. This delays joy forever. Now, how you get out this trap? Number one, you practice gratitude in the presence while you're still pursuing your goal. Happiness grows when anticipation of ambition works together. We have to be thankful for the things that we have right now. because there are people right now that's headed to work right now that wish they had an opportunity to do something else. So even though you may not be where you want to be down the road, but make sure you're not further back down the road than a lot of people. And the next mind trap we got is, I can't change. I heard this just last week. I can't change. I've always been this way. This is one of the biggest lies people believe. Human beings are designed to grow. That's why if you're not in a growth environment, you're going to be frustrated, y'all. I can tell you from experience, if you're not growing and you're used to growing, you get in an environment where you're not growing, you're going to be extremely frustrated. That's why I had to get out of there. How you can get out this trap, stop labeling yourself permanent. Small, consistent habits can completely reshape your mind. It can reshape your health, your finances, and relationships. Remember, this is a marathon. Those little small changes, they add up. Continue right along. Everyone else is ahead of me. Everyone else is ahead of me. Comparison steals confidence and blinds you to your own lane. How you get out this trap? Remember, social media shows highlights, not the full story. Stay focused on your assignment, not somebody else's timeline. And I always tell people, look, I'm going to be the best booker I can. I'm standing in my own lane. I'm not looking at anybody else, because that will get you, you will be so frustrated by looking at that stuff, but do the best you can do. And number 10, and then we'll get into the reading, in which I don't even, this even irks me to say it. I don't deserve good things. Y'all, listen, we deserve the best of the best of the best. And if you don't believe that, you will never have it. And I knew within a shadow of a doubt, that's going back to my mother. She said I was the best son I ever had, and I believed her. She told me I deserved the best. I believed that, so it was hard for me even to read this one, to be honest with you. But sometimes people sabotage opportunities because deep down they feel unworthy. They don't think they deserve this. You know, it's funny that a lot of people, probably not on this line, you know, I want to make a blanket statement. Some people don't even think they deserve $500 extra a month. They think everything has to be hard, but it don't. How you get out this trap is you challenge this belief directly. I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all say that around me, we're going to have some problems. Ask yourself where that mindset came from. Where did it come from? Or who told you this crap? I don't curse, but this really, it irks me. Ask yourself, who told you that? Where did it come from? Healing often begins when you stop treating yourself like the enemy. In other words, love yourself. Because if you don't, I'll leave it at that. All right, let me jump into this reading, y'all. We got about 6 minutes, and I'm going to get as much reading done as possible. And we left off on, Gail left us off on chapter 12, The Science of Getting Rich. We on page 88. It says, The Science of Getting Rich, Chapter 12, Efficient Action. You must use your thoughts as directed. In previous chapters, and begin to do what you can do where you are, you must do all that you can do where you are. You can advance only by being larger than the present place, and no one is larger than the present place who leaves undone any work pertaining to that place. Let me read that again. You can advance only by being larger than your present place. That sounds like personal growth, right? You know, a lot of people, they want to make all this money, but they don't even, you know, I find it kind of funny where some people haven't even studied money, and you don't know where the money is, so you can't get the money. So we have to be larger than our present place. The world is advancing only by those who more than fill their present places. It says only. If no one quite fills his present place, you can see that there must be a going backwards in everything. Those who do not quite feel their present places are dead weight upon society, government, and commerce and industry. Oh, I got to stop right there. Listen to this. Those who do not feel their present places are dead weight upon society, government, commerce, and industry. They must be carried along by others at great expense. The process of the world is slowed only by those who do not feel the places they are holding. They belong to a former age and the tendency is toward degeneration. No society can advance if everyone is smaller than his present place. Social evolution is guided by the law of physical and mental evolution. So if you don't elevate, you will terminate. Continue right along, page 89. In the animal world, evolution is caused by excess of life. When an organism has more life than can be expressed in the functions of its own plane, it develops the organs of a higher plane, and a new species is originated. There never has been new species had not only organism which more than fill their places. The law is exact the same for you. Your getting rich depends upon you applying this principle to your own affairs. And I just got a question. Maybe y'all can answer it in 3 minutes in the mastermind. You know, a lot of people, they always say, you know, we want to get money, this and that. But are you really thinking you, number one, deserve the money? And then number two, what are you doing? Are you just hoarding it to yourself? Are you trying to get the money to help other people? Now, I got to be honest with y'all on the line. When I first started off in the home-based industry, I had to get the money so I can get my freedom. But once I got the money, I started thinking about other people. But don't be afraid, because a lot of people are afraid to get the money. So, you know, one time I was talking to this one lady. I was in church, as a matter of fact. I was talking to this one lady, and she said, Booker, like they say, the love of money is the root of all evil. So I looked in her eye, I said, you know what? I'm going to help you out today. I want you to get all that evil out your pocket and give it to me. Every day is either a successful day or a day of failure. And it is the successful days which get you what you want. And every day is a failure. You can never get rich. While if the day is a success, you cannot fail to get rich. If there is something that may be done today and you do not do it, you have failed insofar as the things is concerned, and the consequences may be more disastrous than you imagine. You cannot foresee the results of even the most trivial act. You do not know the workings of all the forces that have been set in motion in your behalf. Much may be dependent on doing some simple act, and it may be the very thing which is opening the door of opportunity to very great possibilities. You can never know all the combination which supreme intelligence is making for you in a world of things and of human affairs. Your neglect or failure to do some small thing may cause a long delay in getting what you want. All right, it is 8:30 and time has definitely flown by. So I'm going to stop and let Mike Hobbs continue on tomorrow on page number 90. So now we had a portion of the call where we have the mastermind, and this is where you can come out and share your thoughts and just a few little ground rules we have here. Number one, make sure that you limit your comments to 2 to 3 minutes, and then this is a spiritual call but not religious call, so let's leave out any kind of religious dogma, and we want peace and harmony on the call. So if you have any kind of divisive subject, if you would, let's refrain from them, and let's have a good mastermind, y'all. So *6, and let's go. Morrison. Hey, Donna, how you doing? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too. Boy, that was, I feel like I've been drinking from a fire hose here. you really, that's why everybody's sitting there so quiet. They're just sitting there going, whoa.
I don't mean to blow y'all away on this money, but I'm excited.
I am, too, and I just was like, oh, well, what do I say first? So I thought, well, I'll let everybody else talk, and then I'll say something about that. Nobody's coming out, so I'll come out. But I just think that that's so good, and what you, those 10 items that you did, that last one, that deserving thing, was really, it's really huge. And, you know, when you were talking about the money, and people think that money is evil, or money's not evil, it's the love of money that's evil. And money is just a tool. And the thing that came to my mind when you said that and then read that in the book and told me about that lady at church was, in order for me to help people get out of slavery, I need to be set free first, and that includes having money. So that was my big takeaway from all of that fire hose I just got. So, you know, we have to, you know, like, I know I grew up in a home where I was never told the things that your mother told you. I was told exactly the opposite. So I've had to work on my mindset. It's been a full-time job for all of my life, really. And I'm claiming progress, not perfection. But anyway, it's just, you know, the mindset thing is really important. And so what I've learned with the mindset thing is to take that negative thing and then say it in the positive and then look for proof that opposite thing is true. Because what we've been doing our whole life is looking for proof to prove that we're not worth it or that people don't like us or all that things. We always look for things to prove that belief as true. So if we take it and put the opposite and then start looking for proof, write down the things that that prove that that's true, and it will, and then meditate on those positive things that are the evidence that it's true. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth, for what it's worth. Thanks for taking the call, and thank you, Laura Sue, for being behind the scenes, and thank you, everybody else, for being here. Have a blessed day.
Hey, Donna, I really appreciate that, and I'm going to just tell y'all, with the stuff I come up with, I really obsess on bringing value to people because I know we in a hurting world, and right now, I remember it was some of the people I used to work with. They are still working me and asking me, are you still doing that thing? It's been 15 years. So we have to work on that mindset because that's what we're really fighting against. The money is easy to get once your mind is right. But definitely appreciate you, Donna. And happy Monday. Who's next?
Hey, this is Jamar from Austin, Texas.
Oh, I heard Jamar and, was it Jaleesa?
Linda Rica.
Yes.
Oh, Linda Rica. You want to let the ladies go first, Jamar?
Absolutely. I'll stand by.
That's all right. Jamar's new. It's fine, too. Well, Booker, God bless you, and thank you for your wisdom and your diligence and your desire to heal. And how great you are putting things together in packages we can use. And I had to laugh because I was thinking of some of the same words Donna said. Like, it's a good fire hose. You know, sometimes in sales and marketing, we use kind of overwhelm people, or people can overwhelm us with negatives, or, you know, there's just good fire hoses and bad fire hoses. This was a really good one. And I have to say, definitely going to be a call to download and listen to again. So really appreciating that. And I wanted to say that there's so many of them. I don't know where to start. But you also mentioned something about just how, like, I was just very, very sad to hear about Nick. I know many of you were very close to him. I had obviously met him a couple of times. And just anything that's sudden, anything, any sudden loss to anybody, there's such a sense of injustice. There's such a sense of loss and maybe betrayal by the universe. And unfortunately, I've had a number of sudden losses in my life for a number of years, and it's very hard to get used to. And it's the idea that what you said was true about people needing ongoing support. I know that when my partner died of a cardiac arrest and was in a coma, mm-hmm. for 5 months. So it's a devastating period. And there's a period at the beginning where everybody notices and pays attention. And then people just kind of, you know, they get on with their lives. And we can't really fault anybody for doing that. It's a good thing to do. But it's really good to keep in your heart just the occasional comment and encouragement for anyone who's going through a tremendous loss like this. And I don't know if there is any way, you know, an email or a Facebook page or some way to reach the family and send some just loving support along the way periodically. But it's, I can attest how important it is when somebody remembers down the road a piece. Not just at the moment of loss. So that's really important. And then comments were made about, you know, faith and fear and how, just add to that, how opposite that they can be, and that they're really both faith, that if you believe in success or you believe in failure, you're really, really, really good at believing in failure. That shows a lot of faith. Whereas if you're really, really good at success, you have a great belief in success. And so if we can choose our thoughts and we can manifest things in the ether, as all these books, and especially this one, are teaching us, then why not spend the same amount of time envisioning the success that we want instead of reviewing the things that we don't want or the fears that we have or the bad news that we got or the bad news that's out there just waiting for us. So that's what I got today. Love to everybody. This is Leading with Love, Linda Wicca, and let's just keep leading with love, because everybody's got their own private battles, and we never even know what many of them are. God bless and have a great day, and thanks again for all your service.
Hey, Linda Wicca, I definitely appreciate that. And before the next call, I just had to share with y'all, because when I'm dealing with people, I really relate to them, and Minister Christian, he know what happened, and I'm going to just tell y'all, that song, Never Give Up, Keep Moving Forward, that was played by the bedside of my wife before she passed away, like 50 days straight. So I'm going to just tell y'all, I've been there, so if you need the help, I'm a proponent of getting the help, because it'll make you a better person, and you can help more people. And I definitely appreciate that, Linda Rick, and love you like nobody else. Who's that? We are our star
Brett
six, who's
Hudson.
Next? Oh, I think we have somebody else
Jamar
before
here.
You, Brett. And then we got the next, Brett, you on deck. Yes, sir. Come on out.
All right. Jamar here from Austin, Texas. Grand Rising, everybody. Awesome call.
Okay.
So many thoughts flowing through my head. I'd love to, you know, share with you all, you know, the purpose of my life, which, you know, really impacted the work that I do on a daily basis. I remember sitting down in 2014 at an inside sales job, and I was doing really well at the job, but I wasn't feeling fulfilled at all, knowing that there were other things that I wanted to do with my life after a 14-year military career. And I was listening to some Napoleon Hill, and in his own words, he said, a lot of people will go through life without knowing their purpose. It's like a ship leaving the shore without a destination guaranteed to be lost at sea. And that particular metaphor, it rang a bell in my head like a gong, because I had been a naval officer, and we never would leave on a mission. We would never leave a port without charting out the course entirely and initialing each leg where each major turn took place. And I said to myself, why don't I do that for my life? And so I took a moment and I wrote down the purpose of my life. And over time, of course, it's evolved. I've been saying it for 12 years now, but you know, the purpose of my life is to bring joy, pleasure, and happiness to all those around me, to learn daily and achieve greatly, and always follow my divine creativity so that one day I can say that I've helped as many people as humanly possible live a life of their own design so that they can bring their dreams, goals, and talents into the world. And that has taken me to stages all across the country and different countries, Canada, Mexico, of course, all over the United States. I've been to Hong Kong, Singapore, Guam, Kuala Lumpur, Saipan, you know, Vietnam, Korea. And everywhere I go, one thing that I always felt inspired and energized me the most is when I took a moment to do something charitable, Now, charity doesn't just mean giving with money. It means time, it means energy, ideas, effort. And so I do a little bit of charity each and every single day. There's a free app that I use that I walk, and I raise money for charity with that app. And then also I pick up trash in my neighborhood or wherever I'm at. I just try to do a little bit every day. And what that does for me is that it definitely makes me feel deserving of the abundance that flows my way. And because the more you give, the more you shall receive. So how can you give more, right? Give more ideas, give more insight, give more joy. You know, I make people laugh for a living professionally as a comedian, as a speaker. But how can I just bring delight to people? And when I do that, it brings so much abundance in my world. And I'm a retriever HBA. I started using it in the years ago, but it's just getting back involved to be able to generate $500 of residual income a month off of just helping out five people. Like, that was just the easiest thing. And it's like every month I just need to go on a little sprint where I help five new people to create some residuals in their life. That's what we're doing for people. And it's such an abundant thing. It excites me. And I'm just so glad to be here. And I'm glad this call's been running for a decade. It's so inspiring. And so, you know, I've been picking up new habits and new tools for the tool belt to just become a better person so that I can help more, give more, serve more, and the abundance flows. So that's my time.
Jamal, hold up, man. We got to connect, because the thing that's so funny, you was an officer. I was a corpsman. I've traveled all around the world. I still help people, man. And I remember when I went to Austin one time, my flight got canceled, so I went to Austin, and I made the deadly mistake of going on 6th Street, and you know all about that, but we got so much in common, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, yeah, hit me up on Facebook, you know, Booker Williams, I'm the good-looking man, but yeah, just hit me up, man. I definitely, is this your first time on the call?
No, I came on a couple months ago when I first got back involved and got active, but, you know, I got a lot of things going on, so I'm always checking out the replays when I have time, and whenever I can get on live, you know, I make some time to get on live as well.
Yeah, man, that makes me excited, man. But let's connect, because we got a lot of things in common. Definitely appreciate you for coming out. That made my day, man. That made my day.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And next we got Brett Hudson. I'm going to take the spiritual path on this one. Come on out, Brett.
What up, Booker? The Freedom Cooker.
What up, what up?
Now he's the good-looking guy on Facebook. I have to look out for you. Man, I love the last two shares, really. I'll touch on what Linda Rikas said. You know, yesterday was the first time, you know, I had to do a Mother's Day without my mom. So it was certainly sad, and it's been 6 months, and I can attest, you know, the first couple months, people were definitely caring and reaching out, but, you know, nobody's reaching out any longer. It's kind of sad, but you know what? I'm just so grateful. I had an amazing mom and truly blessed, and the amount of time her and I got to spend together. So I turned that, you know, that sadness into great gratitude, right? Because, you know, it's kind of like the opposite of fear. The opposite of fear is faith, right? Faith over fear. And, you know, as long as you can be thankful and grateful for something, you know, even waking up with breath in your lungs. So that last share, I love the fact, you know, when you can get out of self, when you can look at self less and serve more, I mean, God blesses us truly to be a blessing to others. You can't keep what you don't give away. So don't be selfish. Get out there and spread the light. So back to you, Booker.
Brett, I definitely appreciate that, and always praying for you too. And you know, it's been about 15 years since my mom made her transition. But one thing she told me, she said she made a fist, and she said, Booker, you know, when you got a closed fist, there's nothing can go in, and there's nothing can go out. So there is abundance. It was so many lessons my mom taught me. We could be on this line for 3 hours, but we don't have that much time. But definitely praying for you, Brett. I know, you know, it's people, they be there when it first start, you know, when it happens, and then over the months, they think you're supposed to be normal. But, man, my heart goes out to you, and that's why, like I told Paul, this is man, this is more than a call. This was a movement. And I definitely appreciate everybody just for showing up. And people, they tell me, you know, Booker, you motivate me on the call. I said, that's fine, but y'all don't know. Sometimes I need this call. So I appreciate you, Brett. Oh, who we got? Star 6.
Yeah, good morning. Is this Booker?
Who else is? Yeah, this Booker. What's up? What's up?
Hey, Booker, this is Chris Camp. How are you, family?
What's up, Chris?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, it's been a while. Welcome.
I am so glad to be here. Well, I am in the not necessarily job of my dreams, but I have the day off. I am so grateful for you and this community and how it brings me back to my inner child, and I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And also what you guys just said really pushed me towards being grateful to what I have. And the reason why I'm able to be on the call today is I'm off work because it's my mother's, Donna's 91st birthday, and I want you all to just say happy birthday to Donna. Thank you so much.
Happy
love
birthday
you.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Yo, I love it. I love it. Just celebrating people is such a good feeling because, you know, you have so much energy to you. You can't get it out, so that's why I show up every day. But, Donna, I definitely appreciate you. And, you know, hey, you want to need the OGs. I was like, Chris Count? The Chris Count? But definitely appreciate you, Chris, man. And, you know, just keep coming back. If not, listen to the replays. All right, who we got? We got about 12 minutes. Star 6.
I'd like to say hi there,
uh-oh.
Booker.
Uh-oh, Mama Elizabeth.
Yes, indeed. And now that so many Donnas, I was getting ready to say something to Donna and Gail from Friday. And we were talking about teachers and how they can excite students to become their best persons. And they made such a beautiful comment. And I said, oh, you know, sometimes people make comments and nobody really says anything. And I've always been one, if you said something kind, let them know how personable that was and how much it just made me feel so worthy, so much gratitude when you said if you'd been a student, you would want to have been in my class. Gail said it. You said it, Donna. And I know that Chris Camp is always talking about his mom, the times we talked in the past. I'm so glad that he came on today and was able to be here with Booker and all of us. And there's so many things to be thankful for. And that's the main thing. Don't be afraid to give people their accolades, their kudos, whenever you feel like. If they've done something that's worthy and you have been touched by it, don't just keep it to yourself. Let them know what it meant to you. And I do remember, like Donna and Gail said, I remember being in a grocery store years ago. Remember, I told you I taught 40 years. And I saw these students that were looking at me, then all of a sudden they said, are you Miss Rice? And I said, yes. Well, you taught me. And you taught my sister. They were twins. And said, Miss Rice, we are doctors now. We both have our own practice. And you were such a, you know, force in our class. And I said, I could have just started crying right there. I just gave them big hugs. You never know who you're impacting. So speak up. Share it with others. That's it, Booker. Love you.
Love you too, Mama Elizabeth. And they remind me too, you know, I go to places. I've spoken at so many places. I can sometimes be at the airport and somebody say, Booker. I'm like, who know me up here? But definitely appreciate you because that impact, we never know, y'all. So keep putting those videos out because you are blessing somebody's life. All right, I hear somebody coming out. Who is that? Star 6.
It's Booker Steele.
Oh, my liver.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah,
up,
this
girl?
Is just another example of this community and how wonderful
this morning call is for us to start our days. I mean, your reading here today was, you know, how to have you have a choice of what you want your day to look like, you know, and have a successful day or an unsuccessful day kind of thing. And it's just a wonderful reminder, and we're all talking about really our words, our thoughts, and, you know, our moms, and whether they were, you know, wonderful or not, they left a legacy for us, and we make our choices. And every day we hold each thought captive. And just to have everybody come out, you know, and not have heard from Chris Camp in a while and Jamar not all the time, you know, to hear, you know, their voices, it's so inspiring. And with Brett, you know, I lost my mom and my best friend within 6 months this year. It was a tough, it was a tough year for me. But still, we have such power in our minds to control our thoughts. And if we can manage to do that moment by moment, is this thought serving me? Is it helping me or hurting me kind of thing? It's just something that can move us forward all the time. And this particular call that's been growing every year, every day, is something that we want to share with people. Because if we can do that one act of kindness to somehow get this message out that, you know, we have a community that if you want to have a better life, I promise you, you can do that. And there's a bunch of people behind you that are in your corner. And, you know, we never know if we have another breath next day, or the moment can change. And it's such, you know, in a moment, your life can completely turn upside down. So just realize very strongly how much power you have in your own life and how that power transfers to the lives of others. It's as easy as going into a grocery store and being happy and, you know, just having your essence be joy-filled instead of drudgery, where people see you and they smile at you because you're giving this aura out, this essence of joy. And they don't know what you're up to, but they kind of like it, but they're like, okay, they're kind of weird, or, you know, they're smiling, so they must be happy. But it does help. I mean, just your essence alone, if you realize the power that you have as a human being, there's no one like us as far as human beings. So, you know, we can always step it up and have a successful day and not a failure day. I don't think any day is a failure if you use it as a lesson. But I love what you say. I love when you come on, because, you know, it makes our Monday start the beginning of the week. And it was always a pleasure to be on this call, whether I'm speaking or you know, just to hear my people, my tribe. You guys are fantastic, and I hope you have a great day. Booker, thank you so much for coming out this morning and helping us out to start our week. Back to you.
Jesse. Oh, anytime, you know. Oh, what's up, Triple J?
Hey, just absolutely. The sunshine in my cup is Grow Rich Mastermind, and all it stands for, you know, loved what you said, Gail, Donna, was it Jeremy, that you two have so much in common, the connection, our tribe, everyone that shared, love you, Brett, and sorry, yeah, that's kind of what happens, unfortunately, as time goes by. People kind of forget and get involved in their own lives. And so I just want you to know I just had you on my thoughts this Mother's Day. I truly did. What I was thinking as Gail was talking is that even when we may get up in the morning and not be in the best of moods, not wanting to do some of the things we typically do, get on this call. It will lift you up and cheer you up, and you're going to hear something you absolutely needed to hear every single time. There is nothing like this call. I can't even imagine not having it around, and you are just the thing to charge our week, getting us started, Booker. Love how you
have analogies and have stories that just make us think twice. So I just really wanted to share again, always, how this call impacts my life, how it fills it up, how it supports us. And because we are a tribe of like-minded people, it supports us. It doesn't make us feel odd. It doesn't make us feel that we're not understood. You definitely make us be seen, that we're visible, that we matter. And it is just incredible. So I really didn't have more than that to say, but I'm just reaching out to those that are in the sidelines, maybe just listening. Just keep coming back. Just keep coming back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Back to you, Booker.
Hey, Jesse, you kind of made me laugh because I remember we had a few new employees, so I was handing them the Think and Grow Rich books, and then I started dancing. They said, "What's wrong with this guy?" I said, "I'm growing rich. What's up?" I mean, you got to have fun with this stuff because we are literally, y'all, we day-to-day, so it's time to make that impact. And I talk about legacy all the time because by default, we are building a legacy. The only question is it going to be good or is it going to be bad? But definitely appreciate you, Triple J. All right, we got 3 minutes, y'all. We're going to bring it on. I knew that was the bottle. I knew it.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Booker. I'm thankful that I'm able to come out. They can't stop us. That's right, brother. I'm just thankful, man, just listening to this call. And I feel, Jesse, I feel what you're saying, every frequency, every tone, every thought, every intention. This community is so beautiful because I woke up so excited to get that quote that we get when we turn into our app and we wake up. A lot of some people, I've been the one to wake up and go straight to social media, and it's not a pretty sight. It's a pretty way to start my day on what is being said. I'm in to a community and even have an app. I feel like it's home. It almost felt like a warm cup of coffee and a donut with the butter. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, it's just to hear you. It's like the biscuits and the buns are baking, and then we get on this call, and this call can go anywhere. It can turn into whatever because we're all bringing our synergy here. To hear Jamar, I remember his name because my son's middle name is Jamar. He's visiting me right now from Dallas, Joshua Jamar Craig. And for you to make that connection and Booker being in the military and the Navy, particularly my father was in the Navy. So that we have he was able to first Native American Negro chiropractor in New Orleans where I live, and I'm in my family home. And I'm just thankful. That's all I really wanted to say. Other than that, glad to be on the Alive list. Happy Mother's Day still to all the mothers. Thankful to be doing what I'm doing. Thankful to be sharing love. And yes, at 59 I'll be this year. I have tapped the secret, which is giving. And giving, and keep being you, keep being authentically you, keep giving your gifts, never give up, even though they try to put you in a position where you can't give, where your energy is given to maybe a job or to people or energy vampires. Keep giving your heart no matter what situation you're in. Keep a smile on your face. Don't doubt, don't fear, keep giving. And the universe has to give you back what you give. It has to. That's how it works. Only orange juice comes from orange. So you have to just keep giving, and you will get it. As long as you never give up, keep moving forward. Again, thank you, Booker. The fact that Reed and I can make a song that you played for your ex-wife as she's transitioning for 50 days straight, man, just hearing that again reminded me of how giving means something. We made that song to give to people, and that the fact that it can be used in that way to uplift, and people want to hear it. Like, we want to come to this call, and I want to hear it. I want to go to that app. I want to see it. I love what we're creating here, a safe place, a loving place, a place where we can all be the best and be the change that we're born to be in this world. Love you.
Oh, yeah. Now, y'all know, it's no better way to end the call, but Minister Christian, you know, you're deep in my heart, and I love you for that. But I just don't want to thank everybody that came out and participated, y'all. And right now, I'm going to go out here and make somebody a better, change somebody's life for the day, y'all. And y'all do the same. And just come back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. And we definitely appreciate you, Lori Sue, for being on the ones and two this morning. I love everybody on the call, and let's make it a great day.
There it is.
Here comes the song with the butter.
How do you make dreams come true?
It takes faith to make your dreams come true. Life has something special right here for you. Everything has a season, a reason to grow. So don't be discouraged by your obstacles. So never give up.
Be happy. Everybody, Lincoln Go Rich Quartet.
Never give up. You are meant to be. Things will always come together.
Oh, yeah. Keep moving forward.
And it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive in our hearts. Smile with gratitude. That's when the magic starts. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. It's your life for eternity. Never be defeated, even if you are mistreated. Stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. Move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all I'm meant to be. I'll never give up my right to be happy. I'll never give up. It's my life for eternity. I'll never give up. Never give up. Never give up.